We've got some huge breaking news here out of D.C. The Senate panel has advanced the bill that would transfer federal land around RFK Stadium to D.C. So there was a vote today, 17-2. The RFK bill has passed. Now, this is a huge step forward in moving this land into D.C. control, though it is not final yet. There will still need to be one more vote, but this is huge news here for the Commanders. RFK bill has passed 17-2, giving the land to D.C. From the Crop MedCap 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on The Fan.
So some big news there.
That's big news.
Yeah.
That's big news. I think you have the mayor wants it. Josh and his crew wants it. A lot of people in the area claim they don't want it until they start building it. When they come up with their rendition of what's going to be there, people have changed their mind. But I guess Mr. South Dakota had to step aside, huh?
Well, I just want this thing to get moving. Like, that's the thing is, you know, I want the stadium as soon as possible. Well, we can't get the stadium built until we figure out where it's getting built.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, I've gone over there. I know people always ask the question, well, where are they going to put it at? Because, you know, new stadiums now have all this stuff around it. If you go over to RFK right now, they got the fields at RFK. Most of them aren't really used, okay? But it's the armory is there still, that's an eyesore now. You can get rid of that. You got along the river they could build stuff, okay? You can build, because like when I went to Arizona and their stadium where it's built, the stuff they have around it can easily fit in the area provided and still have a lot of those fields left because a lot of kids go over there. I do a lot of events with Events DC where they do they have a day of play where the kids come out, they have all types of things going on. You have more than enough fields over there, more than enough room while still building. And the thing about parking does not have to be spread out. You can take it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and the other part, too, is, I mean, people are going to metro there. Right now, there's no option, really, to get to FedEx or Northwest Stadium unless you're driving and parking, or if you want to take the metro, it's a mile walk.
Yeah.
That people are going to metro there. I mean, anytime I go down to Cap 1, it's going to be metro. I mean, people can metro down here to Nats Park. That's not really an option. And so you might lose some parking, and you might lose some tailgating opportunities. But I think for the most fans that aren't going as season ticket holders, I think they'll care because they might lose their tailgates. But I think for most normal fans that go to maybe a game a year, two games a year, they're going to ride the metro in. They'll be fine.
I went to RFK for a long time, and getting out of RFK was 100,000 times better than getting out of FedEx. Well, Northwest. It was much easier. It was easier to roll in, roll out. Going to FedEx, boy, that's, whew. Northwest, FedEx, whatever. Going to that area is hard as hell to get there.
Well, and I think, too, I mean, I never experienced them playing at RFK. I think I've been to RFK maybe twice in my life. I went to a Nats game or two there, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to that experience? Like, for someone my age, like, we're talking about Dallas week. I grew up watching VCR tapes, VHS tapes, of the stands jumping, saying, we want Dallas.
And that field.
I want that back.
Just looking across the field, watching the stadium. I'm talking about actually move, and you start hearing all in unison, we want Dallas. And it's jumping up and down. It brought chills to you. You know, when I got here, I tell people when it was Dallas week, you can cut the tension in the air. You knew how serious it was. Whether you wanted to get up or not, as a player, you knew you better get up. And I can remember, I think it might have been one of the last games played there. I don't think it was the actual last game. I know we played a game in there where I broke a touchdown on them. It made me feel so good because, you know, I had a chance to be a starting running back. And I had 16 carries for over 100 yards, 2 touchdowns, you know. So if I was given a chance, I could have done it. But they didn't. And you have those moments. I can remember losing a game. We were 11-0, lost 11-1 to Dallas. And then went back and won 3 games straight, beat them the second time, you know. And we went to the Eagles and chilled and went on to a Super Bowl. It's just all those different little things. I remember getting into fights with them, you know. Their coach was their special teams coach all in my ear while I'm catching punts, not special, their receiver coach, and I choked him. You know, I have a little, I have a temper. When I'm on the football field, let me do my damn job.
I would have never guessed that B-Mitch had a temper on the football field.
Like, he decided he's going to stand right in the area we're catching punts and start yapping. I said, dude, you better remember you don't play. What that's supposed to mean? I said, you're about to find out. And he quickly found out.
This happened on the field.
Yes. Pre-game.
Pre-game. I mean, this isn't shocking to me for you, B-Mitch.
You know, but RF Kaepernick, Buster Douglas had a fight there. I was at that. You know, it was.
But that just adds to the rivalry, those sorts of things.
Yeah. You know, like, coaches should always, dude, stand on the sideline and talk. You can't be out here yapping to nobody. You're not playing in the damn game. You got to go change nothing. You might get yourself hurt.
How do you feel about the rivalry now? Because to me, I grew up, you hate Dallas. Like, you know, my uncle taught me that if you're shopping at a store, you're looking through stuff. I'm at a Nike outlet the other day. I'm looking through stuff. I move a jacket. It's got Cowboys.
And you dropped it.
I might need to go wash my hands.
Like, I think those who went through the times then, you have the same disdain for them that you had then. A lot of people today, they don't understand it. They're trying to get to that level. But if you went through it back then, you just don't like them. Well, you know, and then, hell, every team I played for didn't like them.
Yeah.
So it was hard to ever get a good feeling about them. You hate them. Every city, they don't like those people.
And you know what? I don't care if Dallas views it as a rivalry as much anymore. I don't care. I can't stand Dallas.
Nobody cared if Dallas viewed it as a rivalry back in the day. They knew here they didn't like it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, to your point, I'm 26 years old. Dallas has kind of dominated this rivalry in my lifetime. But my favorite memory, a period about this team, not just a Dallas memory, is 2012, Week 17, winner goes to the playoffs, RG3's rookie year, Alfred Morris runs for 200 yards.
Yep.
That's my favorite memory because you beat Dallas in a de facto playoff game.
I got the Santana game. I got the Mark Brunell game. Mark Brunell and Santana. I got the Alfred Morris game. All those different things come in. Hell, we're down there in Dallas, and we ran a fake on them. You know, they were sitting up here, and Riley McKenzie had snuck into the game, and boom. We called off like, nah, like we're going to snap it, and then he snapped it directly. We still got a first down, went down, and closed out the game. You know, I remember going down there, but I was a different team than them, just going down, and they were in Texas. It's hot. They had 20-something people get IVs. You live in Texas and don't know how to get ready for the heat? We beat them 31-6 or something like that. But it's like just – but they had the stadium that they said, oh, God wanted to see him. No, you didn't have enough money to put a damn roof on top of it.
What are your favorite Dallas memories? 800-636-1067 will open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Get some of your thoughts. Also, we'll continue talking about the RFK bill getting passed on. It's B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan.